Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, final half an hour or so of the radio program, a little less than that. We're awaiting Dan Quinn to meet with reporters. We just told you that, according to multiple reports, Marshawn Lattimore, as expected, did tear his ACL. Maybe Quinn will make that official. Not sure. He tends to be very tight-lipped. With this stuff, you know, he didn't have to say anything. I mean, he's generally very open, but he's not very open about injuries. But I don't know what you would be hiding, quite honestly, at this point, if he's got a torn ACL. You know, unless there's some inconclusivity to it, which I would imagine they would have leaked out to the reporters. Nobody's reporting that yet, so I expect, obviously, confirmation of the bad news. Now, what we don't know is, again, whether Jaden Daniels' MRI determined that he needs surgery, whether there's torn ligaments, whether there's potential nerve damage. I mean, you never know, right? We should not, under any circumstances, just be sitting here going, hey, man, it's not broken. Everything's good. It's not on his throwing arm. Everything's good. All right, here's Dan Quinn meeting with reporters.
Ready when you are.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
You got it.
Yeah, we can get rolling. I know many of you have been asking about the thought process of Jaden being in the game in that situation. And I get that. I've been thinking about it, honestly, nonstop, too. And, you know, for me, the answer is, man, I missed it. But I would, you know, I'll fill you in on my thought process. At the start of the fourth quarter, I guess it was probably like 12 and a half minutes left in the game. And that was going to be the last drive for a couple of guys, Jaden and Zach and Debo and LT. And so we weren't going to have any read run plays, and meaning no carries, you know, for the quarterback on a run. And honestly, man, that's where I missed it. Of course, he could scramble. It's Jaden. It's what he's special at. And that is 100% that's on me. And I also said last night in the presser to our fans that, man, did we miss our mark as a team. And with that performance, we need to fix it. They created an awesome environment, you know, at the stadium for the game, and that fix needs to be done now. So just wanted to open up with that and get started. I'll also give you some other injury news. Confirm Jaden dislocated his left elbow. No timetable on that right now. Still gathering the information. Marshawn had an MRI today and confirmed an ACL injury for him. So that will knock him out for the season. And Luke fractured his collarbone. Still working through the timetable for that, but that'll definitely knock him out for a while. So tough night on the injury front. All three of these guys are absolutely elite competitors, and they mean a ton to our team for their play style and what they represent. So all that said, we can get rocking with you guys, but I felt it was important to fill you in on the beginning with Jaden and thought processes and missing it. And that's me. So let's get it rolling.
Go ahead, John.
First, a two-part. Does Jaden need surgery? And two, what brought you to that realization? Like, when did that hit you? Was it driving home? Was it watching the film again? Why did you come to that realization that maybe you should take him out?
Yeah, the hindsight part is the hardest one. You know, that's what I think about all night and nonstop. When you have chances and you look back and say, man, like, you know, how do you do this differently, you know, so this doesn't happen? And, you know, 12 and a half, you know, minutes, I thought, okay, this is the, you know, last drive for them and what we'll do. And so just missed it, John, honestly. There's no other reason behind that, and just mad, upset, all those things. And then as far as timetables for Jaden, they're still gathering the last little bit of information and should have maybe a further update as the week continues with him.
And then, two, the defensive struggles have continued for a while. You said you'll look at everything. Are you at the point now where you're considering any changes with your defensive staff at all?
No. The three TDs that just burned me up on the second TD was like a third and eight. We doubled Smith and Jigba. We got beaten man-to-man by a different player. The third TD was the first play after a fumble on a kickoff return. I believe it was right around 25, 26-yard line. Again, it was man-to-man on a seam route, so those weren't confusing calls. And the toughest of all was a cover three, the fourth TD. The quarterback got caught up on a run fake, ball over top. We also missed a tackle on that play. So the executing man, John, it's players, it's coaches, it's all of us, man. And we're capable of playing these calls and playing them better, and I'm certain of it. My belief in the players is high and the staff is high. We got to get this job done, man. It's it was extremely frustrating, and we're gonna look at everything, man, to make sure, like, whatever we need to do to play our best, we're gonna find a way to do that.
Nikki?
Hi, Dan. Fix that with the people you have. Do you expect changes in personnel with the deadline coming up?
Adam and I would stay in constant communication regarding changes and that type of thing as it goes to the roster. We'll also have some IR spots that are going to be they're moving ahead just based on the roster, what happened last night, and we're going to dig in hard technique, just kind of find the edges, Nikki, and like those are the margins to try to get better at, whether it's a defensive end rushing better, a defensive tackle, the blitz package to do it, because it and I know it, you have to be able to disrupt the QB. You just have to, and not only one way to do it, but we're going to find those margins to improve upon it for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then with Jaden, I know you're still gathering information, but do you leave open the possibility that he could return the season? And did he suffer any fractures at all with the dislocation?
Nope, just the dislocation. So that was a good space. And like I said, I'll have a little bit more once they do like all the final, checkups and opinions and that type. But by Wednesday, Thursday, I'm sure I'll be able to update that a little bit further once, other opinions and those things are there. But it'll knock him out for a while, for sure.
Tom? Dan, I hate to ask a hypothetical question, but depending on the team's record, even if Jaden is healthy enough to return later in the season, can you foresee any situation where the team would hold him out even if he's healthy enough to play?
Yeah. I hate that you went hypothetical too. You didn't have to. I haven't even gone there, Tom, honestly, dude. That's a way down the line space to get into. Kind of really worried about this weekend to go. So we haven't discussed any of that. We haven't had any topics on that at all.
That more short-term question. Can you provide any update on Terry? And does the bye week coming up and the Madrid trip, does that have changed how you're going to proceed with him at all?
Yeah, we haven't gotten all the medical stuff, obviously, just with everything last night, but I don't foresee, him making it in for this weekend, and that definitely has an effect on it, Tom, of when that return to play could be, and, knowing that it's game, bye, that definitely has an effect, but we don't have a timetable that I can give you today. About where it's at, but I would say it'd be unlikely, heading into where we're at. But I think I can give you more update on him in 2 or 3 days.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
David Aldridge?
Dan, just housekeeping on the quarterback. I assume Josh is up, and now Sam's the third. There won't be any... Will there be any anybody else brought in at this point?
No, Dave, not at this point, no.
The injuries that you have across both lines of scrimmage and now on teams, I mean, does that fundamentally limit you in some of the things that you can do now going forward?
It does, and you've heard me probably say that before. There's, you know, a lot of ways that you have to go try to win the game, and so you may have to maneuver that differently. That's accurate, based on how to, you know, feature the best way to go about winning. And it may not look the same exactly every week, but I do think there's a way. Hey, you got 6 days. This is where we're at, and this is our best way to go attack it and go win. And we'll need to do that for sure.
All right, that is head coach Dan Quinn of the Washington Commanders meeting with reporters via teleconference. We're going to leave it right there. We'll monitor if he says anything else important, but you got pretty much the gist of it. They're not going to tell you about ligament damage potentially to Jaden Daniels. They said they'll have more information later. I would imagine before we get to Dan Quinn on Wednesday, you will have a report from one of the big insiders about that. Terry McLaurin unlikely to play this Sunday against the Lions. Marshawn Lattimore confirmed torn ACL, done for the year. Probably his career here in Washington. I'm not saying his career total. Remember, they have no more guaranteed money on that, so that's an easy contract to get out of. However, the injury does complicate things. Before I say what I think, I want to double-check and do some homework on that. But either way, probably likely that you're not going to see Marshawn Lattimore, which I know many of you were thrilled about. Again, in burgundy and gold. And McCaffrey, he didn't call a fractured collarbone. I was told during the game last night that it was, and that was the report this morning. And then there was the report that he would be out for the whole year. He certainly, Quinn, kind of alluded to possibly him being able to come back before the end of the season. We'll see what happens. The DOC is about 20 minutes away. Richard Doc Walker. I just talked to Doc at 1 a.m. on my way home from FedEx from Northwest Stadium. But he is coming up for your listening enjoyment from 4 to 6 because we have Maryland basketball at 6 o'clock. So why don't we grab a call or two here and try and get as many in as we can. Let's go to Mike in Gaithersburg next up. What's up, Mike? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing there, Richard?
All right, Mike, what's going on?
I have a question regarding any similar situations that arise with other teams that go through the same process. In other words, they keep the quarterback in, but they take the quarterback out when there's a point differential of maybe more than 20 points and less than 10 minutes left in the game.
I'm not sure I understand the question. So,
I'm trying to figure out other teams that face the same situation that we have.
Oh, okay. Meaning, is there like a certain line in the sand that you draw based on points or up or down?
Well, no, just to do for other teams, okay, we're getting beat by 20 points. Should we go ahead and keep Jaden in or take him out?
Right. I don't know if there's a magic chart or anything like that. I don't think there is. I mean, you just heard Dan say right there, he screwed up in his words. Now, yeah, maybe he's taking accountability, you know, which obviously as the head coach, you have to. And maybe he didn't have to say it exactly the way he did, but I actually think it was cool and refreshing that he admitted fault. Now, I personally, again, I understand why he's being blamed. I don't think he's incompetent or foolish or malpractice or anything like that. But I do appreciate him being so forthright and saying, you know, I screwed up. In hindsight, I screwed up. I missed the mark.
Right.
You know? I don't think there's just a magic line or anything like that.
Right. So, but no one's ever done any kind of study to that, to that effect.
Okay. Hang on. I got to let you go, Mike. We did miss something interesting. AMAC, why don't you just tell, like, you were still monitoring?
Yeah. So there's a few Twitter reporters or people on Twitter notifying that Dan Quinn did say that Joe Witt will come down from the press box and coach on the sideline next game.
Okay. So there you have that. Not considering any staff changes, but again, Joe Witt, which is a possibility that we talked about, right? I mean, if you weren't going to take away play calling from him, if you weren't going to fire him, that was the only thing that you could do. Mentioned that last week. It's the only thing you could do. So, now, one thing I was kind of confused on, and I want to go back and listen or at least check the transcript tonight when it comes out. He kept saying the 12-and-a-half-minute mark, which is when that drive started. So I believe what he was saying was he should have taken him out right then and there. He shouldn't have put him in
for
at the start
drive.
Of that. Right, yeah. Which was the point that I made. You can't pull him out when they're at the two-yard line. You got to pull him out at 12-and-a-half minutes or not. And he's saying, I screwed up. I should have taken him out. Now, again, he did mention that he was going to pull Debo and Ertz and I think Tunsil and whatever. So that would have solved that issue that I've mentioned, which is how do you kind of just say, Jaden's so special, he's the only one that's coming out. So I guess the argument being made is, hey, man, we should have pretty much pulled everybody. Again, people are going to say, oh, you're stupid, you don't understand how sports works, you got to protect the quarterback and all. I got it. I do understand. I'm just saying that I had a slightly different view. Can we squeeze in one more real quick? Let's do Derek in Maryland here before we run out of time. Dumb of the day coming up. What's up, Derek? How are you? Derek? All right, Derek is not there. Let's go quickly go to Mark and Largo. Not time to do the Mark and Largo show. So just warning you in advance. Don't kill me here, okay?
I won't. This is a real sad. This is the saddest day. I think this is worse than RG3. I really do. I think this is worse than RG3, Chris, because Robert had a lot to do with what happened 12 years ago. He had a lot to do with this. I think Jaden did to a certain extent. But at the same time, it just seems like everybody's had pressure on this kid all year long to turn to Superman. And just like we saw in Batman v Superman, Doomsday was able to kill Superman. And then Batman is feeling like, you know, hey, you know what? I should wear this. I put him in this position. Look, I think we got to get a better team around this kid. That's just the bottom line this offseason. We got to get a better team around him. Forget it about the defense. Forget about everything else. Just get receivers. Get an athletic tight end. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with the offensive line, but I would go back to Brandon Coleman. I mean, I'm just saying, I would go back to him. And, you know, just I would move Chris Paul. You can move him. So, I mean, I just this is a sad day. This is a sad day, man. And to be honest, if you're a Commanders fan, you don't feel like watching football no more for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You just don't. This is a sad day, man. This trumps what happened 12 years ago. Totally trumps it. And I know it wasn't his leg, and that's a good thing. At the same time, it's just putting all this pressure on him. He's got to do it. He's got to do it. He's got to do it. We're nothing without him. How could you be that way? I mean, it just tells me that alone, and I honestly thought, Chris, after that injury, I could see Adam Peters going in a different direction with a head coaching staff next year. I honestly can, because you're going to have to get an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and I got to step in here because we're out of time. Certainly there's going to be changes. I don't think anybody should think that they are safe, including Dan Quinn. I don't think that will happen, but I think everything's on the table. Joe Witt, Cliff Kingsbury, Dan Quinn. I mean, I don't think Adam Peters, but can't 100% rule that out. I think everybody should understand there's going to be a ton of change, and there needs to be. All right, we got to take a timeout. Final segment to come, the DOC straight ahead. Dum-dum of the day before that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.